Speaking of Mayon, Man Law 42, a Mayon will not live in his parents' house past the age of 27 unless they are ill or he is in the war.
Right. And did you come up with that number, being that Jordan just moved out at 26?
I mean, nope. I got this off of Al Gore's internet.
Okay. All right. Just checking, because there's a magic number there, and he's doing good now.
So no, good. You know what? And we always had a rule, you can't move back. But after college, when they're trying to get into the real adulting,
right?
I don't mind a year or two, and especially, I don't know, I love my kids so much. It's a joy to have them around.
Sure.
And I miss them when they're gone. He just went to work for Spectrum Health, and he's got a major career now, and he's just loving it. And I'm glad he had that little respite to kind of regather on this side of the state.
Oh, yeah.
And get back used to being in West Michigan.
It's all good. Yeah. I was just I knew it was coincidental right
no,
there.
No, it is. It's you're there. I saw that and I go, "Wow, we qualified."
You're right. Yeah.
So, anyway, my ThermoPen experience. So, I had to buy first of all, ThermoPen is on our website on the right side. And what you'll notice about any of our sponsors on that right column is if you click on the link, it's going to bring you to their latest deals on their website.
Right.
So I buy ThermoPens as gifts.
Sure.
And I clicked on, and I got $20 off. And these people they're really efficient. They're out of Utah. It's an American-made product. It's fantastic. We talk about them all the time. And just about as much as we talk about Sobey and Old World and Garrett's and all these other people, but the ThermoPen is like part of your body. When you're grilling, you have that pen in your back pocket, and of course you have your chef spoon on your sleeve, right? Because you're always tasting and probing. It's like so many things. So
speaking of Valentine's Day,
yes. So I ordered one for a gift, and it's like it didn't show. It didn't show. So I emailed them and I said, it didn't show. And within 2 minutes, and this was like yesterday at 6 in the morning, Michigan time, which means it's like 3 in the morning in Utah.
Right.
I get this email back saying, it was delivered and it is in your mailbox. So I was in my jammies. I jumped in my Jeep, ran down the driveway. There it is.
Wow.
Right in my mail. But I mean, that's how efficient these people are.
Cool.
Not only did I save $20, my freight was only $3.
Yep. Well, and it's the number one tool for a barbecue guy. If you have no other tool,
I can use my hands to flip my meat.
Right, but you got to have. You don't want to overcook things. That's the number one error that everybody does, and it's because they have no idea what the internal temperature is of what it is that they're cooking. So it's just a great tool to have. We've said it over and over, but if you're looking for a gift for one thing for the grilling guy. Or gal in your life, it's a digital thermometer,
fantastic.
And ThermoPen's the best there
it's
are.
It's fantastic. The next thing you could do is, if you're looking for some cool grill supplies, go to people like Garrett's or some of these places that have a lot of cool grills and stuff, and get buy your friends grilling supplies or a grill.
Right.
I talked to a guy the other day. I met a grill freak when I was in Plymouth. The dude has 3 Weber kettles.
There you go.
And like 5 smokers.
Yep.
They're out there.
Yeah, those guys are out there. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out there and fire up a grill. Create a little grill envy in your neighborhood, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.